WildTalkRadio.com.
All right. It's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's here.
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw happened here on Memorial Day. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
It happened. We're here. We're live. We're discussing it.
We are discussing it, and it was good to see someone is alive. They weren't eaten by zombies, or they survived the zombie attack.
He just needed a rest, you know? He had to go home, take a breather, fix his hair, the huge. But Maurice just sort of slapped him back into shape.
Yeah, I mean, and you can tell he's banged up. He had a big old brace on it under his pants. He couldn't even stand. But he was there, hosting Miz TV with John Morrison.
I mean, I have to argue... Or say this, not even argue, just say this, that Miz is probably one of the most hardworking people that company has, if not the most hardworking.
He was at the Indy 500 yesterday with Titus.
I mean, like, I can't knock a man when he's down. Like, go Miz. Just, because normally people would just be off TV for however long he's going to be off TV. Him, nope, I can do Miz TV. Set me up. And that's exactly how that conversation went.
He's doing all he can before he probably goes under a knife. And it probably takes longer for surgery these days.
Probably, yeah.
So,
but I thought the segment was good with Morrison with his
oh
garlic.
God, that was so awesome. Okay, so they're keeping the thing alive. The zombie thing alive. Like, he has a whole thing of garlic around his neck.
Designer garlic, too. Like, it's all fancy with, like, chain and everything. Like, it's just... He made it look stylish, which I kind of hate him for. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. So, they're out there, and, you know, Morrison also has this new drip stick. Whatever that is.
I don't want to know. Yes, Ash. Yeah. It was the ACL.
He had Charlotte as a guest. She talked about going to be the next 14-time champion. Talked about how this is real life, not a fair challenge. She's going to send Rhea to hell at Hell in a Cell. Rhea came out, and Morrison asked a question about her favorite garlic bread recipes, just keeping the shtick alive. She basically said, you know, Morrison was like, I'm making sure you're not a vampire, that's all. Ripley said she would beat Charlotte at the pay-per-view, because she's the nightmare. I mean, Charlotte brought up how Rhea couldn't even beat Nikki Cross last week. And then Nikki Cross came out and said, I want the winner of you two. And, you know, Charlotte was, you know, mocked Rhea for losing, and then took some shots at Nikki, and Nikki fired back, and she said she could beat her in 2 minutes. Then Charlotte said she could beat her in 1 minute, and then she slapped Charlotte in the face. Charlotte was like, you're a little troll, and then she has a match. So
before we get to the match, I just need to talk about Rhea Ripley and the feels that she gave me during this whole entire segment. Jesus Christ, ma'am. Jesus Christ. Like, that whole tousled hair thing she's got going on, that works for her. That totally works for her, because it just gives you this mental image that she just did something else, and just the big dick energy that came with it. Like, Jesus, just stop. Please just stop. But yeah, Nikki Cross deserves all the things. Please give them to her.
So Charlotte said she could beat her in 1 minute, yet the challenge was a 2-minute challenge. So that was a thing. Nikki survived the 2 minutes with Charlotte.
I mean, by default, she's beaten Nikki, or she's beaten Rhea and Charlotte, so she should get a title
she
shot.
Should get
a... She, like, she should be a number one contender for sure.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see if they continue on with it at some point. We're backstage with Riddle, and he's talking with Damian, and he's asking Damian for Spanish lessons. And the final phrase was, how do you say, hey, Randy? Priest is like, hey, Randy. Then Randy walked up with his new goatee.
It's working for him. I'm not going to lie. It's working for him. Damian Priest saying, yes, daddy, in Spanish. No, sir. No. That was bad. You don't need to be doing that to all of us.
Randy brought up how Matt used his finisher last week. Riddle's like, yeah, I did it out of nowhere. And then Randy was, thinking, and maybe you should come watch my match at ringside tonight. You might learn something. Riddle's getting all fired up at this point, and Randy's like, shh, shh. And then Riddle did the thing where you lock your mouth with the key and then gave the key to Randy, and then Randy did the bit where you throw the key away, and then Riddle went for the key.
It was a little stupid, but it worked.
It worked. Randy Orton took on Xavier Woods, who got challenged by some Twitter of WWE's about gear and brought out his Power Ranger gear.
The only thing that was missing was Kofi having the Dragon Sword flute. That was the only thing that was missing, and I was a little disappointed they didn't have it, because Xavier had Francine dressed up as the White Ranger. I forget the name of it.
The sword. The sword thing, yeah. Dagger.
Thingy.
Whatever you want to call it.
Blade thingy.
They had a good match. Randy got the win with the bro, Derek. And then they're...
Thank you, LaMans. Saba.
There you go. Then they're doing the pose in the ring, and Randy's like, maybe? No, not yet. He don't get the pose yet. He thought about it, but not yet. It was good stuff.
Randy's warming up to Riddle. We'll see how this goes. I don't trust Randy further than I can throw him, which I can't throw him, so that tells you exactly how much I trust him.
But about everything on Raw, I'm liking the story they're doing. It's a slow build.
It's a nice change for Randy, especially, again, after being in a really heavy storyline for the last 6 months. It's good for him to probably do something light and comedic and fun, because it's easy for him, right? And it's easy for Riddle. It gets Riddle on TV. It does something with him. It gives him a different dimension. Where he can be fun or he can be serious.
He's been great in his role.
Like, they've both been doing a really wonderful job with this.
So, Shayna Baszler took on Reginald. Reginald told Nia to stay in the back. He can handle himself. So Reginald is doing flips and moving away from all her maneuvers. He body slammed her at one point and everything like that. Then Shannon took control and then goes for the Carafuta clutch. And then poof, pyro. Destruction. Reginald rolls her up. 1, 2, 3.
So can we just talk about Reginald's fashion choices here? I'm just wondering, because he wore a pink short sleeve suit jacket with suit shorts.
Yes.
The last time I saw that exact combo, because I have seen actually that exact type of combo, was at an old lady's suit store. So I want to know what store he went to get that, because that was a choice. I'm not sure it was the right choice, but it was a choice. He was also wrestling in dress shoes.
Gotta keep up the look.
I just don't know how much that makes sense. Like, could you not get sneakers? Like, could y'all not let him wear sneakers? Like, I appreciate his commitment to the bit, but that can't be comfortable to wrestle in.
He really didn't wrestle, per se. He did flips. But apparently flips are a big thing in another promotion.
He's very flippy. And yeah, afterwards, after Reginald won, he went to the back and he and Nia celebrated, and Nia literally pushed his face into her boobs.
Then at that point, Alexa invited Reginald to the playground. And then Reginald showed up to the playground. She questioned him. Lily wanted to know about Cirque du Soleil. He started, as he was about to answer that question, Shannon Baszler walked up, threw him off the swing, and beat the hell out of him.
As you want to do.
Like, whooped him. Which is what the beating everyone wanted in the ring, but it happened backstage.
And it's perfectly permissible because it's the playground, right? Like, it just, that's the kind of thing that you would expect to happen.
If someone gets beat up on the playground, I mean, that's commonplace. So Shannon takes a seat on the swing, stares right at Alexa. Doesn't like her. Lily doesn't like Shannon.
So it's mutual.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you're becoming a big problem, and she just saw how she handles her problems. They should have a chat before things get out of hand, and she'll see her next week. Then look Lily right in the eye, going, you're just a stupid doll.
Ooh, if looks could kill. Oh, baby. Alexa did not look pleased.
No, I liked the segment. I thought it was handled very well.
It's something very different for her, which is good. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. I like that Shayna was just like, okay, no, I'm not going to tolerate this. I can't wait for next week, so we're just going to handle this right now. And that's exactly what she did. It also takes the pressure off it being Nia, which I think a lot of us were thinking that's where they were going with it. And in fact, it's probably going to end up being Shayna. But they could go either direction, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I can see your point, LaManz, and the fact that the Fiend just attack people, but this is where they're trying to separate her from the Fiend. They're very clearly trying to take the character in its own direction and hard split it as much as they can from Bray Wyatt and that entire association. That's why they're doing, I think, a lot of the choices that they're doing. I don't necessarily agree with everything that they're doing with her, because I think they've killed a lot of the momentum for her, honestly, coming out of WrestleMania, by just having her doing backstage segments and not necessarily having her in the ring or in an active feud. But it's like they had to get past WrestleMania Backlash. And for her, there is no WrestleMania Backlash unless they're going to have her wrestle Bray Wyatt, which realistically they could have, because, you know, they're just throwing intergender matches out there like it's nothing, which is great. I mean, we saw Reginald versus Shayna tonight. We've seen other intergender matches happen, and they don't make a big deal about them. It's just, hey, here it is, we're doing the thing. But they decided not to do that. They've held Bray off TV. I hope he had a really lovely Memorial Day, by the way. Shame we didn't get to see him again, but, you know, I hope he had a really lovely Memorial Day. But yeah, with Alexa, I've been watching too much Schitt's Creek. I think they're headed in a positive direction. It's kind of a wait and see. I would like to see a little bit more action from her, and I think we're going to get it. It's also, for her, the pyro is a nice way that she doesn't have to be there all the time to attack somebody. It's kind of like what Taker used to do with the magics. It's what Kane used to do with the magics, where you could use the lightning or the pyro or the lighting or really the special effects to haunt, in quotation, someone without Alexa needing to be there. So in the case of like last week, where she wasn't there, by the way, F's in chat, Larry Steve, we'll miss you. They can use that effect to make it seem like she's there when she's not.
They're saving a lot of people for the crowds.
He's being repackaged. I think they have too much money in the Fiend at this point to repackage him. What they need to do is they need to find him a direction, because he did not have one coming out of WrestleMania. He still does not have one, and best I can tell, they're not setting anything up for him right away. So his return will either be he attacks somebody on that first Raw back, or he does backstage segments similar to what they're doing with Alexa until they find him something to do.
Mason T-Bar defeated the Lucha House Party.
They need to get better gear. That just basic black gear does like nothing. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of going in this weird 80s hairband direction with like the eye makeup and stuff, which isn't bad. Like, you could do it. It's just odd.
Sheamus was in the ring and talked about how this his open U.S. Open challenge was about finding worthy opponents to fight, and he was not going to fight them both together. He'll fight them back to back. So we had Ricochet and Sheamus. Distraction from Ricochet from Humberto, and Ricochet beat Sheamus. Then Sheamus took on Humberto and then got blasted in the face and busted his nose.
Oh my god. That was awful. Yeah, so okay, number one, Sheamus. Sheamus, honey. You don't need to be making your accent all thick like that. That's just rude. Please don't do that to us. That's not appreciated. Two, I'm fairly sure his nose is broken. Like, I'm 90% sure. I'm not a doctor, but it was flat and twisted.
It was.
That indicates a broken nose to me, and he's gonna have to go get that set, and that's gonna hurt like a motherfucker.
It will. Humberto beat Sheamus with distraction.
And there was blood everywhere. Like, you just looked up, like, you saw him take the shot to the face, and next thing you see is just literally blood running down his chest and all over his body, and because his skin is so pale, that's all you see, and then you just see it dripping all over the floor. Like, it's just, it went everywhere, and you're like, oh, no. So they ended the match pretty quick after that, but I hope his face is okay.
Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke defeated Lana and Naomi.
I need to talk about your choices again here.
Okay.
Ladies, Dana, Mandy, you look fantastic in it. You look great. You should absolutely get to trot around in that. I was terrified you were going to have a nip slip or a something else slip because there was a whole lot of cheek going on in that match.
There was. Cedric Alexander beat Shelton Benjamin in less than 30 seconds.
Why are we still doing this?
Don't know why.
I mean, it's fine. It's great to get some on TV, but why are we still doing this? Like, there's no fire to this at all.
Nope. The Raw Tag Team titles were online. AJ Styles and Omos defeated Jackson, Riker, and Elias. Elias walked out on his partner because he doesn't want to be on the road with him since we're going back on the road. He wants no part of him.
I just find this weird that they just did a random split of the two. Like, I completely understand politics and that kind of thing, but this was just a little weird how they did this, but go Elias.
And then it was in your main event. Drew McIntyre, Kofi Kingston shot at the title at Hell in a Cell. As we saw last week, a really good match between the two. They delivered. And yeah, shock of shocks, Drew McIntyre beats Kofi Kingston and is headed to Hell in a Cell to challenge once again for the WWE Championship.
I mean, this match was excellent. You wouldn't expect it to be anything less. I'm go Drew for getting another opportunity. I kind of wish it was Kofi, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Kofi can get his shot because he looked fabulous in his Green Ranger gear. So yeah, so we're doing Drew and Bobby one more time. This should be the blow off, I would guess.
It better be. Good Lord.
I mean, yeah, I love Drew. Don't get me wrong. Love Drew. Think he's fantastic, but can we see someone else in the title picture, please? Someone different? Someone fiendish, perhaps?
Easy now, easy.
At least give me the rabbit. I keep saying this. Give me the rabbit. If you're not going to put Bray Wyatt's idiot self on TV, that's fine. Just give me the rabbit because I swear to God, in the Randy segments, I still do look for the puppets.
Just a natural thing.
It's a natural thing because I'm just not convinced that that's done. I'm also convinced that Alexa has Bray Wyatt locked in a box somewhere, and she's just not letting him out. Because, she fiend-napped him at WrestleMania, and we have no idea where he went.
And with that was Raw.
That was Raw. This was a better show than last week. It feels like this one had more of a plan to it, that makes sense.
This one doesn't feel like it was rewritten today.
40 times.
Also, props to Jimmy Smith. He did good tonight.
He did very well. He was a very good replacement for Adnan.
But that'll do it for the Raw Push It Live. We're here in a while to talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, we're doing a thing. It's called CB Radio Not So Live. Live. 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 Pacific. Right here at twitch.tv/WTLive. As we'll recap AEW Double or Nothing. It's 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, and a discussion. It's all your favorites. It's The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com.
CB Radio Saturday Night Live, midnight-ish. CBRadioLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Twitter, it's Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKETSOCK or
creator code LINZMWARD
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
That's you.
Oh, sorry. I'm not used to that transition. And still, even though we've been doing it for weeks, not used to it. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LINZWARD, LANSWARD.
We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. We'll see you tomorrow night. Me and a bunch of people. You know the crew. For CBR Nuts Alive. Right back here for the Raw Post Show. Every Monday night, along the airways of Wild Talk Radio. Right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.